At this point, I want to address a very important hypnotic idea. This is going to take your rapport skills beyond the normal range. It's what I call hypnotic rapport. Now, in some respects, hypnotic rapport has been around as long as human beings have. Because it's a side effect of trance, no one fully understands what it is yet, but we know that it happens, and we know that it's incredibly powerful. Basically, whenever someone goes into a trance around you, when they come back, they'll bring with them a deepened sense of connection with you and your own unconscious mind. There's a deepened sense of trust and a real sense of comfort in your company. And this is a very, very powerful side effect of someone simply helping someone else to go into a trance and come back again. It's a very healthy thing, in my opinion. Now, one of the things that occurs there is that you get an unconscious connection. What happens when two people connect unconsciously is that they begin to explore thoughts and ideas that they didn't even know they had until that moment in time. I remember when I was a small boy, I used to be very shy. And my parents used to keep throwing these dinner parties at which, as children, we'd be expected to come along and, you know, make conversation with the guests. Now, I found something very unusual would happen at these dinner parties. Some guests I'd talk to, and I would be totally charismatic. I'd have fantastic new ideas, and it's almost like I was a genius at the dinner table. Now, with other guests, typically the more shy or awkward ones themselves, the more reserved ones, I felt awkward even saying hello. I would always get stuck with the same old questions like, you know, hi, where are you from, what do you do, what's your name? And even those questions themselves seemed somehow dull and lifeless, and some of the conversation kept dying. For years I thought, what's wrong with me that I would be this split personality, charismatic and highly intelligent at one time, and almost stupid and inept at other times. Until one day I realized, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the other people. You see, the people I felt comfortable around, the ones where I began to come out of my own shell, were people who were so comfortable in their own skin, they projected a sense of well-being, a sense of comfort, a sense of trust, that I began to feel comfortable inside myself and started trusting the ideas and thoughts that are always inside me and began to communicate those. The people that I would shut down with would do the exact reverse. The things that they sub-communicated at an unconscious level would make me feel so awkward and inhibited and nervous that all my ideas would just be cut off before they even began properly. And this got me to thinking, how can we use this as a way of really generating this kind of hypnotic rapport much more quickly? How to create this instant rapport with a complete stranger so they feel like they've known you for years? And they trust you, and they feel comfortable around you.